For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Across the ESPN Wisconsin, big time, Benny Brust is back. What's up, Benny?
I'm back. Not feeling better than ever, but I'm back.
All right, he is back. Not better than ever. Of course, he had a nice five-day vacation at a lake, and then he got sick, or so he says.
Don't even go there.
I'm just trying to get ahead of it before the Scalzo and Brust family talks about the Tuesday after Memorial Day being a sick day for Benny. I believe you, Ben. You know that. I'm Team Ben.
Well, if you believed me, you could have went to bat for me right away and said, you know what, Scalzo and Brust family? I know it's very, very, very sketchy that Ben missed Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day, because he was sick. But I know that he is actually sick. You could have put it to bed, but you didn't.
I just did. I just said I believe you. I'm defending you.
Yeah,
I'm a Ben defender. I'm a Ben Fender.
The same way that you know when I have a bleep eating grin on my face, I can't see you, but I have a feeling you have something similar going on.
Yes, Ben's still sick and doing the show from his home. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light, Joshy DiMaggio, Alex Strofe running the show. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling, texting 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. That, the First Midwest Bank. Talking text line, First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank.
So, Greg, I heard your suggestion earlier. Like, I'm scared to eat food. Like, I'm just, I'm scared. Scared crap.
Benny's got a tummy virus.
The pun was intended, too.
What?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he said no pun intended, but he intended the pun.
He just likes saying no pun intended.
Yeah.
Benny's got a tummy virus, which we've all had before, so we don't need to go into great detail in terms of what he's dealing with. Although I know he's had to do a few cycles in the wash and dry. The what to eat? I'm a toast guy. I'm a banana guy, and I usually live with those two as my go-to coming off of some tummy issues foods. That's
like I tried to do soup yesterday, and I took two little sips of the soup. Do you sip soup? Or you eat soup?
You but eat more, soup.
Yeah, you get my point. It didn't sit.
But
well.
You probably went with like a canned chicken noodle, which is going to be super high in sodium and not necessarily the best thing for a tummy.
Somebody dropped me off a chicken noodle that was from like a grocery store where they make it supposedly fresh, but yeah. it just didn't hit. I don't like bananas, but like if bananas are willing to help make my stomach better, I will try a banana.
You don't like bananas at all?
At all. I'm not a banana guy.
Well, then I wouldn't do that.
The texture freaks me out.
Then I wouldn't do that if your tummy's not feeling good. Like, I like bananas.
Well, I don't know what to do.
They say that, I believe, rice, boiled chicken would help. Like, there's certain things they talk about as far as what helps with your tummy. Have you looked it up at all?
No, but I almost feel like I need to treat this like my dog. I remember I boiled chicken and rice, and he got back to health when I had it. his issues, so maybe I need to do that.
Clear broths, crackers, toast, bananas, rice and chicken, all of those foods, you know, generally would be things that are recommended. And all I had to do is type into the Google search bar what to eat with a stomach virus, and you get some suggestions.
You know, Greg, I was so sick I couldn't even type into Safari.
So yeah, I mean, look, have you been able to drink water?
Yes, I've been living with Pedialyte and water, and but the problem is that just kept going through. But I think, again, you alluded to it earlier, I trusted something and it was a backfire. I've now gotten to the point today where I can trust my bodily functions and it doesn't backfire. So I feel like I'm ready for the next step of getting out of the sickness progression of eating real food. And saltines I had yesterday, maybe two of them, didn't really do much. So I'm
sounds like Benny's ready to live on the light side of life and drink some Bud Lights tonight. That's the way to go. Hilsey chimes in, says, did Benny join the COVID crew? He did not. He got a tummy virus, part of the tummy virus crew. Appleman in the Orchard chimes in, 800-990-3776, says, farmers don't get sick days.
Well, that's why I'm not a farmer, Apple Man. Like, there's no way if you had an open spot at the Apple Orchard, you wouldn't hire me. There's no chance. Greg knows that.
Ooh, Ron in the Key with a pretty damning text message right now. He says, Ben wasn't too sick to play Call of Duty for like 8 hours with me yesterday. Were you spending your sick day playing Call of Duty with Ron in the Key? Also, Ron, what the heck are you doing where you're spending your work day playing Call of Duty?
No. I mean, he's just trying to stir things up, and I appreciate that, but there was zero Call of Duty played yesterday.
So what did you do? What did you do when you were sick? Like, did you fire up a TV show, movies? You break out the DVD binder? Like, what'd you do?
I was seriously so sick that I couldn't even focus on the TV until the Oilers-Avalanche playoff hockey game yesterday. Electric game. Going to be a great series. I've been a big playoff hockey guy. But I don't know. Because of my sickness, I decided that my screen time got a little too out of control yesterday. I have officially, and I mean officially, and you could probably take bets on how long this lasts, I deleted, not just removed, I have now officially deleted both my Facebook and Instagram app off of my phone to try and help with me not going on my phone so much. TikTok took over my life yesterday. That's got to be next. Social media, it's horrible. It did not make me feel any better. Social media doesn't make you feel better when you're sick. Actually, makes you feel worse.
So you kept TikTok, which is probably your most used app there, but you got rid of Instagram and Facebook, and you feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I mean, like it's a step in the right direction towards getting me.
You know what the problem is, and you're dancing around it and getting rid of the apps that you use a lot less. Although you seem like an Instagram guy.
I think you're spot on because I still have YouTube and I still have TikTok, you know, where I spend the majority of my time with video consumption. So, you know what? Should I just do it now? Should I delete TikTok?
And I think that's what everyone's been thinking about today. I think everyone's like, when is Ben going to delete TikTok and YouTube where he watches video game streamers like he's a 6-year-old? What's your guy's name? Tim the Tap Man.
But that's the thing is the amount of video game content that my algorithm is throwing me that made me feel sick in itself. I was like, I had a weird realization because I've really enjoyed video games. I don't play it as much as I did during the pandemic. But why is TikTok just sending me a bunch of freaking like video game crap? Like, what happened to me? Where did my life go wrong?
Josh DiMaggio thought today was Friday, apparently, as he put out a Twitter post that said, Happy Friday. It is Wednesday. Uh-huh. It feels like a Tuesday because we're on a shortened week here. But everything's all thrown off right now. So
I was proud of Josh because when I got the show sheet, he had Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? So I actually thought he just thought it was Tuesday. But he actually had Mark Tauscher, which we normally have, join on Wednesday. So it's a double whammy today. And I was shocked Joshy got that right. Because coming off a holiday, it's usually Joshy. But he had his Happy Friday moment today where I don't know. I can't even begin to try and tell you where that came from in your brain.
I can't either. So there's I've got nothing.
Mark Tauscher scheduled to appear at 5:15. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust at 5 o'clock today with Ben returning to the Scalzo and Brust program, 800-990-3776. And before we jump into OTAs and the match featuring Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady taking on Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, not Patrick Mahomes, although I'm sure in some countries they call him Patrick. That's gonna tee off around 5:30 Central Time. So I do want to talk a little bit about that because I could not care less about it. Even as Aaron Rodgers' number one supporter, I would rather see him throwing passes to Christian Watson in shorts and t-shirt than playing golf with Tom Brady and mucking it up with BA and Charles Barkley on TNT tonight, which you can find again starting at about 5:30. If you just want to watch a couple of above average athletes play golf, you can do that on television and hear JJ Watt talk about it. But I want to start with a poll, and I don't know what Josh has gotten into lately.
What's that mean?
I mean, you've kind of been sending us a lot of the research, low-hanging fruit research stuff recently. Yesterday was the most popular takeout food, the most popular takeout food by state, in Wisconsin's was Japanese food. I feel like I'm on a morning zoo show. Like, hey, welcome back into Morning Zoo. You know, today we've got the most popular takeout in Wisconsin is Japanese food. What's yours? And today is the most overrated city in every state. But this one hits close to home because it says the most overrated city according to
Instagram.
Well, so this is a man named Matt Shirley who runs an entire account where he does these. He pulls his audience and asks questions and get response, and then puts out the images that then therefore people discuss.
Yeah, it's a big hoax. It's designed to get us mad, and it did that. It has it Madison works. Is the most overrated city in the state of Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin is the most overrated city in the state of Wisconsin. That to me is an absurdity. Madison is one of the great cities in the country, in the United States of America. It's one of the great cities, let alone in the state of Wisconsin. You could go a lot of places with overrated destinations in the state of Wisconsin. Although I do believe, by and large, Wisconsin as a state and the cities within it are very underrated, and that's coming from somebody who did not grow up here but grew up far away in the Northeast. I just, Madison would be at the bottom of the list. Like, I would almost say Madison still continues to be underrated, even though it's rated very highly as a city. So I guess we ask you, 800-990-3776, what is the most overrated city in the state of Wisconsin? Because you can't convince me that it's Madison.
It's not Madison. Like, if you named any city, if someone tried to argue against Madison, I feel like we could whoop them in whatever conversation they wanted to have. I love Milwaukee, but there's just something about every time I drive to Madison that it's got a warm, fuzzy feeling with the lakes and the capital and just like the overall nature of the city. It's well. And it's something that when I was living in Illinois, every time I came to Madison, I was like, why don't I just live here? Then sooner or later, 3 years into living in Illinois, after I got to playing professional basketball overseas, I was like, screw it, I'm moving to Madison. And it was amazing, and still is amazing. You have stuff in the fall with College Game Day. You have stuff in the summer with the lakes and the Union and anything to do on the water. Winter is rough everywhere, so I won't even get into that. But again, what are you going to do? Put La Crosse, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Eau Claire against Madison? Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, the question, though, you have, overrated is an interesting word, because I don't know who's rating Eau Claire or Stevens Point or Oshkosh very highly when you talk about quality cities in the great state of Wisconsin, right? Like, I guess I'd ask for most underrated city and most overrated city in the state of Wisconsin. And this is a bad poll because you look around the Midwest, right? And you've got Naperville in Illinois. Like, nobody rates Naperville highly. It's a suburb of Chicago. Like, what are we doing here? And then it's got Des Moines in Iowa and Duluth in Minnesota. Like, I get it. Those all sound like mass cities. Madison's
talk
like,
about the capital city here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about the capital city. We're talking about something that's consistently rated as one of the great places in the country to live. This, to me, seems like a whole lot of jealousy for people who haven't lived in Madison that want to dump on it. That's what I get out of this. 800-990-3776. Text us. Call us on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss. Michael from Oostburg says, Sheboygan is the most overrated city. It's called the Malibu of the Midwest. I don't think anybody calls Sheboygan the Malibu of the Midwest. Is that true?
That's news to me. Here's what I will say. Those cities on Lake Michigan are great, but they only have great weather 1 or 2 months because of that lake effect. It's like it's always freezing in those cities close to Lake Michigan.
Wow. It is called. Sheboygan has named itself the Malibu of the Midwest and the freshwater surfing capital of the world. How could you not say Sheboygan's more overrated than Madison, if that's the case?
Because it's Malibu.
Aaron B., 800-990-3776, First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line, First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Aaron B. chimes in, says Platteville as the most overrated city in Wisconsin. I want overrated and underrated. I don't want us just to be dumping on various cities. Let's go overrated and underrated. We'll get to you, the Scalzo and Bruss family. If you're on the line, stay right there. If you're not, give us a call. Talk about it next. Plus, Aaron Rodgers and the match. It is Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
32 degrees.
Well, I was off by 5 degrees. Why is that so funny?
It's one of the most basic facts you could possibly have.
You think I care? Like, I just, if I want something to freeze, I put it in the freezer. I don't care what temperature it's at.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Bruss podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alarming to the senses as the Santa flea tax and blinds and wide eyes scream me. He's withered, weak, and weary. His bones are very brittle. Can't rid this case of surgery. A surgery. Acute.
Aaron Rodgers! Getting ready to suit up right now, not for Packers practice, no, to play golf with Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen. The match tonight at 5:30. We'll be talking with Mark Tauscher at 5:15. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? 5 o'clock. This Scalzo and Bruss presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. And there was a really informal, horrible study, although I went to his Instagram page. What's this guy's name? Mateo Shirley? Matt Shirley.
Matt Shirley.
Matt Shirley. And I was hoping he was going to have like 12 followers so I could rip the sample size, but he's got like 420,000 followers.
He does this apparently like in more than just this instance. So doesn't mean we can't discredit him because
it's wrong. Again, I mean, the people who are responding here are generally wrong. They say his findings were that Madison is Wisconsin's most overrated city, and we want to know from you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, since we trust you a lot more than whoever his followers are. 800-990-3776. What is the most overrated Wisconsin city? Plus, what's the most underrated Wisconsin city? And we will touch on Aaron Rodgers and some no TAs as well as the match. Mike and McFarland, however, joins us on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Mike, what do you got? What's your most overrated city in Wisconsin?
All right, I'm going to go overrated city, Minocqua. Way too overrun by tourists, and it's good old boys club. Underrated city, I'm going La Crosse. Beautiful topography and a great Wisconsin winery just outside of La Crosse and Trempealeau.
All right, I like it.
That's what I got.
Mike, are you going to watch the match tonight?
No, I got softball tonight.
Ah,
I'm gonna watch the match.
I would rather watch you softball play softball than the match tonight on television. Thank you, Mike McFarland.
Loved that.
I didn't like that he laughed that hard at your joke, because now you're going to be feeling yourself the rest of the way here.
Why don't you like that? That's good.
I'm joking. I liked it, too. It actually was a decent joke. But what I did see,
thank you,
is Jesse Nelson, @_JesseNelson, because, of course, he did not get his name in fully, but he's got to make sure that, you know, he's got the full representation. Says overrated Wisconsin Dells. I feel like we're getting a lot of underrated lacrosse. I've never been to lacrosse. Isn't that just big during Oktoberfest, right? Isn't that the spot that everyone goes to, if I'm not mistaken?
Lacrosse is very popular during Oktoberfest. That is correct. Yeah, look, I think he's right. The topography is beautiful there. It's not just flat land, right? Because it's along that glacial trail. You're gonna get the changes in elevations and the bluffs. They've got a beautiful bridge over there. I don't know. I've never spent a lot of time in lacrosse, but I could see it. I could see people liking lacrosse. It's gonna get a little bit of love, I'm sure. 800-990-3776. Ben, what? Your most overrated city is what?
My most overrated city is probably the Dells. I'm just not a Dells guy. I'm not. Every time I go there, I want to be a Dells guy, and then I leave, end up disappointed. I've had a couple bachelor parties there, and I leave very much disappointed. There's like one bar that everyone goes to, and I feel like it's changed names a couple times. And then the Gentleman's Club. I can say the name of it, right?
I mean, why are you scared right now?
What was that?
Chubby's? I mean, like, it's kind of a sketchy name. You know, like, everyone gets what they're trying to do there.
We got mailing in Ben before vacation, and now we just have, like, whatever pops into your mind, stream of consciousness, Ben, post-vacation. We don't need to break down the gentlemen's clubs, the quality of gentlemen's clubs in the Wisconsin
Dells. Well, that's what makes it overrated. Let's be honest here. No. Chubby's stinks.
I think there's a lot more things you could pick on the Dells for than the fact that the gentlemen's club in central Wisconsin isn't up to your standards. You also, let's be honest, find yourself just lost at the casino in the Dells more often than not and never win. And that's
I've had some very bad experiences at that Dells casino. I will not go further into detail.
800-990-3776. Sonny Corleone chimes in and says, overrated Madison by a mile, which is wild and probably why Sonny couldn't make it through, through the toll booth. Underrated West Bend.
West Bend. What does West Bend have to offer that I like? I guess if we're gonna go underrated, I'm gonna need some evidence because I've been to West Bend, but it didn't knock my socks off.
The only time I've been to West Bend is for I was at a Verizon Wireless store there a few times in West Bend. Joshy DiMaggio worked there, yeah.
Joshy, fill me in. What are we missing in West Bend?
I got to be honest. All I did was go to the building I worked in and back home. Maybe there's more there. I guess it
did
gets
meet some pals out for a happy hour.
No, I guess it gets a little hillier in that area, so there might be some cool views. I don't know.
Steve chimes in, says overrated on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss. Steve says overrated Waukesha, a close second to the Dells. Underrated Peshtigo.
What the heck is Peshtigo?
That's not. I feel like I nailed that pronunciation.
That is. That's
I looked
exactly
right at Josh and he gave me a nod, which made me feel good. Let's go to Austin and Greenfield on the horn on the First Midwest Bank Talk text line. First Midwest Bank, division of Old National Bank. You could get there 800-990-3776. Austin and Greenfield, most overrated, underrated city in the state of Wisconsin.
For most overrated, I got Lake Geneva because that's where all the Fibs vacation. Mm. And underrated, I'm going to say Hayward because that's where the National Fishing Hall of Fame is.
I love Hayward. Hayward, and thank you, Austin. Hayward,
thank you for the call.
Beautiful, beautiful country up there. The tough part is it's so far away.
So
if you're
far
driving from Madison or Milwaukee, you're talking about 4 to 5 hour drive.
Oh, yeah.
Once you get up there, it's great, but like you can't pull a weekend around on Hayward. It just doesn't happen that way.
To extend his point on the overrated being Lake Geneva, not only do the Fibs come, it's just like there's too many people on that lake. Like in Lake Geneva, it's so crowded, it's so choppy, it's not an enjoyable lake experience because there is so many people that are coming up from Wisconsin. And then obviously, I'm sure there's some locals from Wisconsin, but it's just too packed. It's horrible there.
I wouldn't say it's horrible. I feel like Lake Geneva is one of those places where if you have one of those houses on the lake, it's the greatest place ever. If you have an inn there, it's the greatest place ever. But if you don't and you're just like, you know what, let's do a trip to Lake Geneva, it ain't going to work out. Like, you need to be fully planned and ready to go in terms of what you're trying to do in Lake Geneva.
You need to be flush with cash in a way that makes sure you don't have to see anyone else on your trips in Lake Geneva. That's how that city works.
414 says overrated Rhinelander. Underrated Rice
house
Lake.
House wouldn't do well. Rice Lake.
Rice Lake? My grandparents live there. I guess it's a nice city. It's very, very small.
Hilsey wants to know the extent of my glacial trail knowledge. I'm a big expert when it comes to the glacial trail. I love it. Like, I like to find whatever trails that I can to go along that. I like the elevation changes that you see. Glacial Drumlin.
Love a Drumlin.
Love a Drumlin. 262 says overrated Lake Geneva. Too many people from Illinois. Tim on the Rock says whitewater is overrated.
Huh. I figured that was properly. I thought everybody kind of thought the same thing about whitewater.
Ashton from Sheboygan, pretty obvious, says Sheboygan is not overrated because nobody rates it highly. However, if you establish yourself as the Malibu of the Midwest and the freshwater surfing capital of the world, you're opening yourself up to being overrated. He also says Elkhart Lake is pretty underrated, close enough for Kohler Golf and good food and beer.
And wrote him, hey, Bruce, no barking, buddy. Give me one second here. Bruce, shut up. Let me tell everybody about Road America, which is right where Elkhart Lake is. And vroom, vroom, as you guys know, there's a ton of great things going on at Elkhart Lake, my favorite road course in North America. Again, there's nothing better than when you can just get together with a bunch of people and tailgate and rent an RV and get together and you can have burgers, brats, hot dogs, steaks for every meal. And you got the NTT IndyCar Series coming June 9th through the 12th. So you can get your tickets now. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. You come for that experience and you stay for the race at America's National Park of Speed. The NTT IndyCar Series just had the Indy 500. So there's a lot of buzz around not just the series, but it coming to Road America. So again, camp on site all weekend and enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under. My favorite racetrack in North America. The 4.2-mile road course is waiting for you. Go to roadamerica.com to get tickets.
1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Do you know what a woolly mammoth is?
I do. I saw it in 10,000 BC, the movie.
I've never even heard of that movie.
I don't understand how his references are always so obscure. Everything in his brain comes from the wrong place. It's always filed in the wrong spot.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Returns to competition tonight on the golf course as he teams up with Tom Brady. Combined 7 Super Bowls between the two of them. They get ready to take on Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I didn't even get a smirk or a smile from Josh DiMaggio or Ben Brust on my 7 Super Bowls between the two of them. It is 7, right? Brady doesn't have 7 on his own, does he?
Just stop.
No, I'm genuinely, now I'm worried.
I thought he did have 7.
All right, 8 Super Bowls between the two of them.
He does have 7.
Yeah, I forgot. It was 6, and then he won 1 with Tampa. That's so absurd. 8 Super Bowls between the two of them.
Did you set us up?
I really
did. Did you set us up?
I'm literally just trying to mention that and then move us on to a little 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or a 0?
Wow, 8 Super Bowls for those two guys.
That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
there's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He is
soon to be nine between the two of them.
Soon to be nine between the two of them. I would agree. Hey, Rodgers, do
one of those two will win the Super Bowl. You can have a feel.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for 1 or 0. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. It's that simple. Joshy, take it away.
Well, you just mentioned it, Greg. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady will face Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in about an hour in a 12-hole golf match. 1 or 0. You are as good of or a better golfer than the worst golfer in this match.
I'm going to go with zero. I haven't played golf all year long. They've probably been practicing. They are all... I forget Tom Brady is sporadic.
You're not even close to as good as Tom Brady as a golf.
I don't know.
You're not. You can. I'm telling you, you're not. Like, he's a single-digit handicap.
Then no. Then the answer is zero.
The answer is zero for me as well. Ben's a better golfer than me. We're not. We wouldn't do well in the match style setting against anybody in that. Let's see. Is there anyone from ESPN Wisconsin me and you could beat in a golf match, Ben? Gabe is really good in the morning. I don't know if Chewy plays or if Jen plays.
I have a feeling Chewy could barely rotate his body around the golf ball.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I think we'd be in good shape against every show except for Homer and Tony. I feel like Homer and Tony would have us. And of course,
agree.
On the tee with Gabe Neitzel and Stephen Watson, I feel like
that's
they would have
fair.
Us as well. I agree.
Yeah, that's not fair.
I think every other one, though, we could take.
1 or 0. Aaron Rodgers will get asked about not showing up at OTAs.
One. I mean, like, Barkley or somebody will mention it, but they'll do it in a jokey way of like, can you believe everybody's up in arms? You're not at OTAs? And then he'll be like, well, Tom's not there either, you know? And they'll have like, it'll be a jokey shtick thing. I don't think anyone's asking a serious question during the match tonight.
Yeah, I forgot the one or the zero to the question, but I think it's one, he will be asked. And it will be exactly the... in a not direct way, and he'll be like, you know, I'm just here, like, you know, this is great. I get to compete with my fellow compadres that I play in the NFL, and just we're growing some, you know, nice rapport, and I got a lot of respect for these guys, and it's just, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be out here with Tom and Pat and Josh, and I think what we're doing here is going to bring even more awareness to the game of golf and to what we do in the football field. So I'm just happy to be here, and I look forward to getting back to Green Bay to help win a Super Bowl this year. Done.
I will say this off of the match. All golf should be 12 holes. Period.
And golf should be that. That's stupid.
Golf should be a 12-hole round. I think it would
just
increase the popularity.
Just play 9 holes, then.
9 holes isn't enough.
Not enough.
Oh, my God. You're telling me those extra 3 holes are...
All the difference.
Sometimes I don't get to my groove to hole 7.
So what are you saying? The extra 5 holes are that important?
Six holes?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I made my point.
This would be like saying, do you want baseball to be 7 innings?
I could do it. I could deal with baseball 7 innings. I mean, look, baseball's a little bit different because, like, I don't play baseball anymore. I'm talking about me as somebody who plays golf. I would rather play 12-hole rounds. I'm not talking about watching the sport. And, yes, I believe that when you're playing softball, beer league softball, you're not playing a full 9 innings. When you're playing home talent baseball as an adult, you're not playing 9 full innings. Like, you're playing shortened games because who has 5 hours to just blow on a Saturday?
No one's technically stopping you from just hopping off at 12.
But then you're paying for 18. Nobody's going to hop off at 12.
Do you think if you requested, I only want to play 12 holes, do you think they'd cut you a discount?
No, absolutely not, because you're taking up a foursome.
So do you think a round would be cheaper if every golf course was only 12 holes?
I'm not even saying it that way. I'm saying the game is the game. Like, I'm not quitting after 12 holes. You don't have a ton of people that would just be like, agree, like, hey, let's only play 12. Some people are going to be playing well. They're going to want to play 18. Some people are going to only want to play 9 because they're not playing well. It's got to be the rule of the game. The rule of the game, however, should be 12 holes. Maybe 13. You could spin me on 13.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not kidding you, no.
This is... Why are you trying to ruin something that is already, like, perfectly fine right now?
I'm not trying to ruin anything. What do you mean trying to ruin something? I'm trying to improve it. I'm trying to optimize it. 18 holes of golf is just flat out too many. 12 holes is the perfect amount.
If 12 holes was the perfect amount and there was enough people that wanted 12 holes of golf, don't you think a golf course would try the 12-hole thing?
Well, no, because now everybody goes to a golf course and you expect 18. It's what you do for your handicap. It's like how the entire game of golf exists. So, like, you'd be hurting yourself if you only made 12 holes. However, Ben, at most big and most, like, nice courses, they're trying to build out what? These short courses that allow you to go out and play and get a taste of things and get out quick. Because now, again, people are conscious of their time.
Man.
We're not living in 1896 anymore, playing the beautiful Loch LaBelle course, which was founded in 1896. There's certain times where 18 is great, you're out there. My point is like back in the day, golfers had a chance to, like, all day, what else are you going to do? You're going to play golf. Let's play 5-6 hours. Nowadays, 12 holes, 3 hours, and out. That's my vision. That's what I want.
I think you should open up a golf
course. Are you offering under the presumption that in the old days, just people had nothing better to do?
Did they? No, they didn't have anything better to do. They took a horse and buggy to the golf course. It took them an hour to get to the golf course. Of course, everything took longer.
Wouldn't that make it more reason for it to be shorter, though, because the whole thing took longer?
No, because if you take an hour to get there, you want to spend longer there. It's like if you fly for 12 hours, you're not turning around 3 days later and flying back. You're trying to make that into a week-long vacation. That's what golf was. Let's take the horse and buggy there.
You have spun this to an unimaginable place.
That's all I got for 1 or 0.
What do you mean?
I look forward to the AmFam Championship Pro-Am when I could play 18 holes on next Wednesday. If you're telling me I had to play 12, I'd say this is stupid.
I mean, look, they're only playing 12 holes in the match tonight because they're realizing that, wait, these guys aren't professional golfers. It's going to take them 4.5 hours.
No,
and who
it
the
just
heck
means
has four
that they
and a half
stink.
Hours?
Nobody wants to watch crappy
Ben,
golfers
they're
play.
They're better than you, though.
It wait, doesn't matter, but quick, nobody in the TV audience wants to watch that. I will toss on playoff hockey over those 12 holes that the goons are going to play.
Well, yes, but they're still putting it on television, so it kind of defeats your point. What handicap did you use for the AmFam Pro-Am?
Whatever I finished last year at, like a 13, 14.
We worried about that?
I played around all year. Not good.
Are you going to hit the links beforehand, warm up?
Saturday, yes. Fairways of Woodside, baby.
Speaking of the AmFam Championship, you can watch PGA Tour champions, including tournament host and Wisconsin native Steve Stricker, as well as two-time defending champion Jerry Kelly at the American Family Insurance Championship. The annual tournament makes its return to University Ridge Golf Course in Madison on Friday, June 10th through Sunday, June 12th. You can visit AmFamChampionship.com. That's AmFamChampionship.com to purchase tickets. And for more information, one of my favorite events of the year, the concert on Friday night, you got the Pro-Am that week. It's just the whole city lights up. It's one of the reasons why Madison is one of the country's great cities. It's a weekend like that can only happen in a city like that. You're going to have the celebrity foursome playing with Derek Jeter, Brett Favre on Saturday, Andy North, our guy Andy North's going to be out there. And of course, if you want to, you can watch Ben Bruss play the Pro-Am at a 13 handicap on Wednesday. Just show up to University Ridge Golf Course. But seriously, check out AmFamChampionship.com. Should golf be 12 holes plus most overrated, underrated cities in the state of Wisconsin next? And Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Well, sometimes it's a doozy to figure out what time it is because I'm looking down.
Was this?
And plus, when the long hand and the short hand cross, It's a little confusing.
Was this just you, a long way of you trying to tell us you don't use your watch because you have a hard time reading it?
Let's say that I have a hard time. It's just, it's harder.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Place at 5:30. 8 Super Bowl rings between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, taking on 1 Super Bowl ring between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Dan and Tosa chimes in on the First Midwest Bank talking text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, 800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. Is they're playing 12 holes? Who the hell plays 12 holes? 9 is plenty enough time to look at Brady's new face work and listen to Aaron Rodgers talk in code most of the time. Rude, one. What is worse, though? What is worse, Tom Brady's plastic surgery or Aaron Rodgers' hair right now? What's tougher for you to look at? Because neither of them are great.
I would say Aaron Rodgers.
Josh is so uncomfortable right now.
Why is he uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable.
I can read it on your face.
No.
You were going to say Aaron Rodgers' hair?
Just Aaron Rodgers as a whole in the appearance category. Like, I guess I fancy myself as more of a cleaner cut guy. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of my prerogative. I wouldn't be able to pull off the Aaron Rodgers look, per se.
Nobody brought you into this conversation.
You're asking for my opinion, and I'm judging on how I feel.
So if I say, what shirt is uglier between my shirt and Josh's shirt, you would just picture what shirt would be better or worse on you.
Yes, Greg, I would look much better in your outfit. Josh, you got to get a new wardrobe.
Whoa. Why do you say that?
The Grateful Dead t-shirts, the lumberjack shirts, the same thing every week. But again, when I say that out loud, who am I to judge?
Right.
I wear the same thing every single week.
You dress like a frat kid whose dad just took him on a trip to Montauk.
A frat kid? I don't dress like a frat kid at all.
You wear quarter zips and the same exact pair of chinos every single day.
I don't even know what chinos are.
They're the pants you bought from Target. Although those are more like athletic pants to look like chinos, I would say, right?
You guys tell me. I don't know.
I didn't touch your pants. It's what you told me. They're like kind of like golf material, right?
They're like, everyone asks me if they're Lululemon. I say, no, they're from Target. And I've gotten my brother on them. I've gotten some people on the Target kick.
920 chimes in. Aaron in the 920 says, underrated city. The most underrated city in Wisconsin is Oconomowoc. That's a good underrated city. Because until
O-town?
You actually go into Oconomowoc and you're like, wait, there's all the lakes there and like there's like a downtown. You don't realize it because it's such a drive-by city between Madison and Milwaukee. Oconomowoc's a good underrated city. I'm not saying it's like a top city in Wisconsin, but it's one that I don't think it's talked about at all. Jonah in Cedarburg, the official and official robot builder of the Scalzo and Brust family, says, would it be mean of me to say Ben can't judge haircuts because of the haircut he got a few months back? That's mean, Jonah. Jonah.
But, like, we've moved past that. We've moved past that. Josh's girlfriend cuts my hair now, so if it doesn't look good, we know who to blame.
Josh, did your girlfriend say anything about Ben's bedside manner while getting a haircut, or about how he... how he operates as a haircut customer?
Well, I would like to dump on Ben here, but I've found out since, because I was actually there for the first haircut, where Ben was like pointing to little slivers of hair sticking out and saying that they needed to be moved, even though she was telling him like, well, you need this to grow out because the last person screwed up your hair. But he's like, no, I want it to look like this now. That's pretty common, which is not a thing I knew. I'd go and get my hair cut, and then, unless I look like a total doofus, I just trust the person cutting my hair.
Oh, even if I look like a total doofus, I just go to somebody else yeah, and have
right,
them fix it.
Yeah.
Right. See, but you can control the narrative. You can make sure you don't walk out a doofus if you have some idea of what's going on.
Well,
was a hairdresser back in the day, so.
Before Josh came and said, hey, everybody sucks to get their hair cut, he just totally took you out there, Benny. You heard that, right?
I mean, he backhanded his way into saying, like, oh, cut this sliver, do that. You know, I wouldn't do that, but that's what Ben did. But he said it was more common than he thought it was. So maybe Josh is the problem. And him and his, I can't say anything to anybody because I don't want to upset anybody, is more of a him issue. At least I have the cojones to say something when I want something done my way.
Hills, he says, Ben, these quarter zips are an issue. A millionaire needs to dress better. Ben Bruss, net worth, according to Google.
Famous.
$1 and $3 million.
Famously.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. I feel like people are out on quarter zips now. Are they? We're out on quarter zips. Is that?
Are you guys ganging up on me right now?
I'm not saying you.
Because Greg, I know you judge my outfit as soon as I walk in, and if I look decent, you go, "Hey, you look good today." And if I'm wearing a quarter zip, you don't say anything. You look me up and down and just kind of.
No, that forest green Bucks quarter zip you wear is a nice one. No, I don't. I look, everybody judges how everybody looks all the time. Like, people judge you off of, like, what you wear and what your haircut looks like and whether you know you're doing it consciously or not. But yeah, I think we're probably a little bit more willing to talk about it here on Scalzo and Brust. I just didn't realize, like, when did quarter zips be coming out? Like, Josh ripped quarter zips. Jen Latta ripped quarter zips however long ago. Hilsey is saying that quarter zips, a millionaire shouldn't wear quarter zips, and you are a millionaire, Benny. Like, when did I miss the memo that quarter zips are on the way out?
When Ben started wearing them 3 times a week.
Wow, you guys are snip snapping at each other right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is my first day back. I was sick, puking and pooping out of both ends.
Nobody
needs
to
Josh
know that
is coming at
you. We didn't need that part.
Tim Hefty chimes in, says Madison is underrated. Never heard a bad word about this place. M. Knight's Shamalama Ding Dong chimes in on Twitter. Says if you think Wisconsin Dells is overrated and not the worst city in the state, you are a boomer.
Can you please repeat the
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong, which combines a movie director and a famous movie song from a movie called Animal House, Ben, that I do think you would enjoy, despite the fact that it was made in the 70s.
At Scoopity Poo is the at for our Shyamalama Ding Dong. So very, very creative names.
Woo! Yeah.
And that sign means I get to tell you about Screamin' Sicilian Pizza, the best pizza that you will ever have. I had an opportunity to have some frozen pizza the other day because I was out of the state of Wisconsin, and they didn't have it. And I was like, oh, I can't wait till next time I get to bring some original Screamin', whether it be the Thin and Crispy, the Mambo Italiano, the Bessie's Revenge, the Boss Hog, the Mother of Meat. They have it all. All the secret tomato recipe sauce, the whole milk mozzarella cheese, the stone butter buttery crust, and not to mention all the toppings in the world. So if you're looking for something that will just hit the soul and make you feel like you're alive again, maybe that's what I need to get me back on the mend. Coming off this sickness, what better than Screamin' Sicilian to bring me back to life again? For your screaming pleasure.
It's my dinner last night.
What was that?
That was my dinner last night, Screamin' Sicilian Pizza.
Oh, woo! So good. I wish my tummy could have handled that.
I had the pepperoni and meatball one. Which one's that, Penny?
The Mambo Italiano.
Mambo
Italiano.
Currently number 2 on my Screamin' Sicilian top 3 power rankings. Very good one. Find your screaming pleasure in your local grocer's freezer.
800-990-3776. Caller number 4. 800-990-3776. Caller 4 to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? No Ben Bruss yesterday. Justin Garcia was in his place. We've got Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss back. A chance to win a $25 gift card, but more importantly, a chance to proclaim to all of your friends, to all of your family, that you are officially smarter than our very own Ben Bruss. 15 questions, 90 seconds. You have to prove yourself. Caller number 4, in honor of Brett Favre, will be joining ESPN Wisconsin coming up this fall. 800-990-3776. Caller 4 for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.